Scientists at Europe's CERN Research Centre have found a new subatomic particle, a basic building block of the universe which appears to be the boson imagined and named half a century ago by theoretical physicist Peter Higgs. The elusive Higgs boson has been pursued over two generations by thousands of scientists worldwide. It is key to understanding why all matter has mass, which combines with gravity to give all objects weight. It has been called, in turn, the missing cornerstone of physics and even the God particle. To understand more about the implications of this possible discovery, I spoke to another theoretical physicist and Catholic priest, Italian Jesuit Gabriele Gionti of the Vatican Observatory.
From what CERN announced, it seems that they found a particle, and this particle looks very clearly to be the Higgs particle. They still want to check more, but it seems that under what is called the 5 sigma.
Why would this discovery be so important to those of us who are not scientific and have a limited knowledge and understanding of physics in this area? What would this mean if it was the Higgs boson particle?
This means mainly one thing. The standard model, that was the model that is at the moment the best model we have for describing physics at the level of the nuclei, is working well, and the fact that this theory that describes the electromagnetic weak, electroweak interaction works quite well, completely well. And this particle seems to confirm completely that the standard model, this model that I was mentioning before, it's completely right. A theory for which people in 1978, people like Weinberg, Glashow, and Salam, took the Nobel Prize, their theory has been completely confirmed by this experiment. The history of this particle is that mainly the usage that has been, for which it has been introduced, is to give mass to the other particle, mainly the electroweak interaction particle. And everything works fine. I mean, the theory is fairly confirmed.
Now, this experiment has been years in the making. There are teams of literally thousands of scientists who have been working on it.
Yeah.
Why is it so important at a day-to-day level? What difference could it make to our lives?
You know, there is no direct implication for ordinary life, so to say. I mean, people have called this particle the God particle, but the name came from the fact mainly that it was very difficult to detect this particle, but because there has been a generation of physicists in the past with another experiment, another accelerator in CERN that is called LEP, LEP, who tried to discover this particle, but they did not succeed. Now, at the moment, there are no direct implication I saw for ordinary life, but you know, you never know in science what is going to be the future of discoveries, because we don't know. Maybe in the future, the discovery of this particle and the fact that this particle has been detected will mean something for us that we don't know at the moment.
But that
at
is...
At least we know that there is a mechanism, and this mechanism has been experimentally detected to give mass to the particle of the standard model.
But that is the beauty of science, is it's a constant research, and it's really is one of the most creative fields that we have in human study. You yourself have been to CERN, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've been a couple of times, 3 times at CERN. And although I work in theory, I have seen all the excitement that people were having regarding this discovery. There is something that should be said regarding these things that I have not said before. It is not clear completely from their side what kind of physical implication this discovery will have, because they still say that further research should be done. There are many speculations regarding this Higgs particle. In particular, up to now, one of the reasons for which the LHC, the the Large Hadron Collider was being built is, was the hope to detect a further symmetry in nature that is called supersymmetry. Now, it's not completely clear from this discovery, from the fact that the Higgs particle is 125 or 126 giga electron volt. It's not clear from this result whether this means that there should be any supersymmetry in nature. It's unclear. So they say that they need more time to study the data and to come out with some sort of further hint towards supersymmetry. At the moment, it seems that there is no trace of supersymmetry in nature, but we don't know yet. And maybe, or could be that this discovery of the Higgs particle will lead in the near future to discovery of supersymmetry, but we don't know yet.
Besides being a scientist, a person who studies quantum physics, you are, however, also a priest.
I'm also a priest.
Exactly. You're a Jesuit. You're a member of the Specola, or the Vatican Observatory, which is, of course, Pope Benedict XVI's own, the Pope's own group of researchers and scientists. You brought up the fact this is also called the God particle, so I'm going to ask you a question. As a priest and as a scientist, how exciting is it to learn more and more about the intricacies of how God created the universe? And once again, underlying that one is not against the other, this is the journey towards further understanding, perhaps, our Creator.
To be honest, it's very difficult for as a scientist, as a priest at the same time, to try to find any link between these two fields. Because, science proceeds in a way that is completely different from our faith. But if you assume faith, if you believe in a good God who creates the universe, you do not see any conflict between science and religion. Because the fact that we saw this harmony in nature, like, for example, the harmony coming out from the Higgs particle, the fact that we have a mechanism now and a particle that is able to explain how to give mass to other particles, is not against the fact that there is a benevolent God who created the universe.